sorry for the delay. We had some testicle difficulties last night, so the show is coming out late. But at least the show is out. You know what I'm saying?
So
we got
you
the
was
crow.
With your testicles.
I was playing with my testicles last night. Is what you believe?
You said I heard testicle difficulties.
I cannot confirm or deny what I was doing with my testicles last night. But just know there was difficulties, and that's why we are here right now. The crow and I. Listen. Something popped off. We got a lot of things to discuss, okay? But
really?
Something that popped off right before the show is an argument between Stephanie and I, okay, about geography.
Oh, no, not again.
This one was about geography, right? Because we were talking about how she makes Cajun chicken pasta, right? And I forgot how it came to exactly this point. But we basically got
a... You said something racist about Asians?
I didn't say something. I didn't say
Caucasians.
Anything racist. I didn't say anything racist.
I
was defending people because I was saying that that Cajun people are from Cajun. And she said there's no such thing as Cajun. She is trying to tell me that that Cajun does not exist. There's no such thing. And I'm like, yo, how could that be true? That doesn't make any fucking sense. Right?
Huh. So do you look it up to see if Cajun exists?
No, because like, why would it not exist? Is my question.
You know what?
How could Cajun not exist? Because she's like, oh, because I'm like, listen, Americans are from America. Asians are from Asia. Jamaicans are from Jamaica. So Cajuns are from Cajun.
Wait.
Right?
Did you say Asians are from Asia?
Yes. Right. I mean, where are they from? Where are they from? Africa? Africans are from Africa.
Asians
so Cajuns are from Asia.
Asians could be from a few different
places. 90% of Asians are from Asia.
Vietnam.
Where is that, though? Where is that in, though? It's in Asia.
Huh?
It's in Asia. It's a continent, right? It's in Asia. So you are from Asia. If you are African, you are from Africa. So if you are Cajun, you are from Cajun. It's just like, it doesn't exist. So I'm like, so if it doesn't exist, tell that to the Cajuns. Where do they live? Where the fuck do they live if they don't live in Cajun? She's trying to make me look stupid as hell. I'm not going to be the butt of the joke today. I'll tell you that right now. You're not going to get me today. You know what I'm talking about, right?
So how do you spell Cajun?
K-A-U-J-A. K-A-U-J-A. Because C-A-U-J-A. Because it's Cajun chicken pasta from Cajun. Right? Why are you acting like... Why you got to even look it up? You know what I'm talking about. Isn't it in the Caribbean? Cajun's in the Caribbeans. Right?
Hold on. Cajun.
It's Cajun.
Cajun state of Punjab, India.
They're not Indians, are they? Cajuns are Indians?
From what I just Googled Cajun, it says.
So wait, so you don't know
state of Punjabi, India. So
what are you saying? What are you,
I believe Cajun is in India is like a because Indians are never mind.
Cajun.
I guess
Cajun. Where is Cajun? Cajun family history. The Cajun. Okay, this is not what I was looking for.
Locally latitude.
Let's just Let's just look up.
Distance.
Let's just look up. Where are Cajuns from? Cajuns. The Acadian story. Acadian begins in France.
Okay.
The people who would become the Cajuns came primarily from the rural areas of Vendy region of France. What?
Okay.
What the hell is going on? Yo, I don't even know.
I'm seeing India. I'm seeing now you saying France. Like,
so you telling me where's Cajun on the map? Where is Cajun on the map? Now it says Canada.
Ladies and gentlemen,
now
this
says
is
Canada.
History.
I don't know what's going on. I was telling me it's highlighting Canada. This is some bullshit. Where the hell are you Cajuns from? Nah, I don't even know what's going on right now. And she didn't tell me where they're from. She's like, oh, Cajuns don't exist. So I'm like, what do you mean Cajuns don't exist? Where are Cajuns from? You know what I'm saying?
I feel you now. I can't find where they exist either.
Maybe
she's right. They don't exist.
Well, where are Cajuns at? That's the problem. Who do we know? Who can we contact? Who knows this?
What do you got?
Yo, Stephanie, you ready like a damn fool?
Uh-oh.
No, because I'm not a fool.
So where are Cajuns from then? If Cajuns don't exist, because we try to look it up and it don't show nothing. We don't see Cajun on a map, which is preposterous. It won't even tell us where Cajuns are from. So if you know, speak up. India. Yeah, Multics are from India.
Louisiana.
That's what Google was saying.
Louisiana? Those are Louisians. Or Louisianians.
So when you go to Louisiana, what kind of food do you eat?
Southern food.
Cajuns.
Yeah, because there's a Cajun population there. Like, you know, like Jersey, there's a bunch of Indians.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of black people in Louisiana, too. Like, yeah. A lot.
You're telling me they're from America?
If you're talking about, like, where they're descended from, it's French Canadians, but...
What?
There you go. So why did it show me India?
Wait, you looked it up?
I gotta do some history.
There's no such thing as Acacia. I told you that.
That is bullshit.
You literally thought you were gonna make me look stupid, too.
I mean... Because how could they not be? That's my question. Hold on, Clay. Let's see. Clay's going to weigh in. Hold on. Yo, Clay.
What's up?
Yo, you're on the show right now. Where's Cajun at?
Cajun? What are you talking about?
You know, Cajuns. Where they're from. Cajun.
Louisiana, bro.
There's no way, bro. There's no way. How are they American?
Because they're French people from Louisiana.
What? But they migrated?
Hello,
yeah. Yo, we're learning a lot today. I thought Cajun was a spot. Thanks a lot.
No problem, man.
Wow. Everybody learned something new. I'm sure everybody thought the same way I thought. Don't even lie. Do not lie and act like you didn't know. Or act like you knew. Okay? We learned something new. We're also going to learn something else new right now. We're going to learn... Some new building drama. Did you know about this? I already told you about this. But I was walking around the neighborhood the other day, and I ran into somebody from the building. And when I was gone from Myrtle Beach, apparently somebody tried to set my next door neighbor's door on fire. I didn't see any articles about it right there. That usually there's an article, but I heard that somebody tried to set his door on fire. And let me tell you right now, the only thing that apparently stopped the door from going into flames was that the bottom of the door is metal. And I am so sad. So sad for this.
Yeah, those doors are made fireproof.
Yeah.
Because there were problems in the past.
It's a true tragedy. It's a true tragedy that metal was there, that the whole thing couldn't go up in flames, because I would have loved nothing more than to come back to absolutely a charred apartment next door. Because let me tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, lately I've been living next to a reggae club, okay? There is some type of, I don't know what, it's like just music going on, just next door shaking my walls. I expect to see, like, if you ever been to like a dance hall party, like a Jamaican man jumping off of a ceiling in between a woman's legs. That's what I expect to see. From what I hear next door, I have been putting in complaints, banging on the wall. I mean, this has been going on for a hot little minute right now. I mean, probably for, I would say, like, I've had problems in the past and I've tried to address it and nothing has been done. I remember
about 2.5 months.
It's been going hot for a couple months. I remember like a year ago I complained and they sent a letter, and then all of a sudden he was like in the hallway, like throwing a complete tantrum, like a baby, like screaming and slamming things. It was such an LOL moment. But now he seems to have been, he's just completely unhinged. And the noise is out of control. And then there was that time where he smoked up my apartment with, I don't know what that was. There was some kind of like massive cloud of smoke coming into my house, and he continues to smoke up the hallway like the fire department had to come because he's like burning. He must be like burning a bush of incense. Like he must be burning like a pile of incense, not even like one, like a complete pile of incense in there. And it was coming into my freaking van. They had to call the fire department. I mean, it has been an absolute shit show next door for, I would say, like most of it, for a couple months. So, as of right now, I am in the process of moving out of this apartment, okay? So, you can congratulate for that. Thank the Lord. And all I gotta say is, whoever tried to set the door on fire, thank you very much. And also,
should have used oil.
And also, gasoline. Yeah, step your game up. Okay, because step that was not the right move. You gotta step the game up. Whatever needs to be done, you know, because somebody else gotta be mad. Somebody else gotta be pissed if somebody tried to set my man.
Somebody's
door
obviously
on fire.
Really mad. They're yeah, like, listen.
Must be very upset.
He must go out on the street and just fuck with people enough that people are like, I don't like this guy.
Every time I've heard something about him from somebody else in the building, it's not a good experience. It's like, oh, yeah, this bad thing or this odd quirk, this weird. Oh, yeah, he has like the camera set up everywhere. It's like, it looks like I live outside of like the Batcave or something like that. They're just like cameras pointing everywhere. It is so odd. He's I have a very odd neighbor. It could be pretty rough at times, but I'm very grateful that I'm moving. And, you know, we'll see. I saw that somebody tried to, like, blow their boyfriend's door up with, like, an explosive. So maybe that's next. So nice. Let me get out of here before that.
Nice.
I'm not trying to be here while that's happening. But, you know, whoever I should, what I.
That Batman in the games, how he has that gelatin thing.
Yeah, yeah, the spray gel, and then just boom, blow it off the hinges. If I were to stay here another month, my plan was to get some insane speakers and then play the CIA torture playlist. You ever heard that? They'll sleep deprive people and then they'll play a playlist for like terrorists and stuff so they could torture them. And like they have the Barney song on there. They have Let the Bodies Hit the Floor. They have Christina Aguilera's Dirty. I mean, it's all great stuff, by the way. Yeah. All great stuff to me. So I was thinking like, you know, maybe I can
say, I don't feel like, I mean, besides the Barney song being played, I feel like
this is for like, you know, this is for like non-Western people though. You know, so it's like probably tortures them. They're like, what is this? They're used to hearing
that makes
their
sense.
Home.
They used to hearing their bodies at the floor. I'm just like,
oh yeah. Imagine that pounding on the wall though at 6 a.m. So that was one of my other plans is to get the speakers. If I were to stay longer, is to get the speakers, put them up and just 24/7 CIA torture playlist, because he doesn't listen to that kind of music. He listens to like I said, like Jamaican dance hall music and stuff. It's like, so not that music's bad at all, but it's obnoxious.
No, it's great.
Banging
you're just
on
tired
my freaking wall. Yeah. The other thing I may do is find out who is moving in next door after me, who's moving in this apartment, and put them on my payroll to be the absolute worst they could be. I will finance them to be the absolute worst neighbor ever. And you know, totally torment them. I think that might be appropriate. Other thing I thought of was just taking a sledgehammer to the wall and just breaking the barrier between us and then throwing fireworks in the house. I think that would be kind of fun. You know what I mean?
That would be fun, but that's just too obvious.
Too obvious, yeah. Not even. It's just like, yeah, that's insanely obvious. That, yeah, hello, it's me. I'm like a Looney Tune coming through the wall. I've had so many fantasies about that. So many fantasies about other things that I don't even want to get into. I don't even want to say. So yeah, I'll be getting out of here soon, hopefully, so I can move out of the club. I feel like 50 Cent in the club all the time.
You need me to do crow things?
Huh?
What'd you need me to do some crow things? I can do some crow things.
Yeah, listen.
But I can't tell you the crow things.
I don't even want to know. I'll know when they happen, I'm sure.
Okay.
They'll
know.
There'll be crow feathers outside of his door.
Maybe. Maybe. Then maybe may decorate his whole door with feathers.
He's a complete nightmare. Totally psychopathic, unhinged, by the way. Like, he's always screaming and just carrying on and, like, losing his mind. And, like, everybody hates him. It's horrible. Horrible. Like, just, like, weird people, like, sleeping outside of his door. They're just, like...
Really? Yeah, there's just, people like, sleeping outside his door
they're
now?
Just, yeah, they're just, like, sleeping out there. It's, like, random people. There'll be, like, random women coming out of there just, like, talking to the air. I remember one time I was like waiting at the elevator and like a woman came out and she was just like frantically talking to the air. She's like, what? Who talking shit right now? I was like, huh?
What? Oh, so he fucks a lot of drug addicts.
I don't know. Let's go.
No, that's definitely some addiction signs.
There's some wicked stuff going on up in there. I can tell you that though. They don't, whatever's going on in there, it don't smell right. It don't sound right. Cause the smell that when he be smoking that shit up, that smell, oh my God. Absolutely horrendous. But you know what? What goes around comes around. I'm sure the next neighbor is gonna be, I hope it's like 10 times more unhinged than
him. Yeah, just put it, hopefully it's another psycho.
Yeah, like even more psychopathic. And they might chop through the wall with
just hope.
They might chop through the wall.
Shut that fucking music off.
The other
maybe
thing,
we should get like a fucking supremacist, white supremacist, and they're just like, hey, turn that black music shit off, you know, and just start banging at the wall.
We could just give like just a white supremacist like an application here. We could give him a recommendation. Yeah.
Give him right next to them so they can like destroy each other. Mutual destruction.
Listen, I don't condone racism, but in this case, I might have to.
Maybe.
The other thing he does is he has he's had his smoke detector off for months. How the hell he could live like that, I have no idea. It's just like beep, 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 constantly 24/7.
Oh, yeah, that's the first sign of his psychotic.
Fuck can you live like that? How? It's unimaginable. The guy is totally out of his mind. But I was talking to a friend of mine, and he has a theory. Now, you have to bring credence to this or not, because you are African-American, okay. Are you not? You are African. You identify as an African-American man?
From this country, yes.
You identify as a black man. Okay, because I don't know. You can identify as something else. I don't know. These days, you could just...
I identify as Mo, but I get it.
Yeah, you are Mo. Well, my friend said he has noticed that black people, like... smoke detectors being off is very common, and they just don't even care. Like, they just live with it. Like, that it's so common for black people to live.
I was just about to tell you a story about that. Like, when I was a kid and I was messing with this girl, her mother heard me. I was like 15. She's like, you know, Tip, when a black man or any man has their smoke detector come on, it says two things about you. You don't care about much. You're crazy, because if you can handle that sound, you're pretty much crazy. And thirdly, you're not doing much in your life for that to not bother you.
That's insane, right? That's
like,
insane.
Yeah, because it's a certain type of black people. Your friend is right. There is a certain type of black folk. Usually they're in projects, low income people, that will find it better to not just change the batteries or call maintenance for it. There are people like that. He is right.
That is,
I got them in my family too.
Insane.
He is right.
So now I hear this.
My mom will sit there for like 6 months with that thing going off and not change the batteries. Oh. I have changed that. When I lived with her, I changed so many batteries on those. I hated it.
Holy cow. So then after he says this, right, I laugh and I go, well, I've never experienced that. I've never seen that. Okay. I've never seen that. But then it literally started manifesting in my life. It started materializing in front of my eyes.
Dead you started to remember all the Negroes.
Because then I saw Leonard, right, on the show. Leonard was on the show, like, what, 3 episodes ago.
Mm-hmm.
He is black, is he not?
Yep.
When we were pre-recording for the show, we were talking like 2 days before the show, smoke detector going off. And I was like, are we going to fix that, buddy? He's like, yeah, we'll get around to it. It's been like that for a while. I was like, huh?
Yep.
So then, right, that's number one.
He is crazy.
That's number one. I call our friend Tyler. Okay, I think he's been mentioned on the show. He's the one that stabbed Dre with the pyramid, like in school.
Yep.
Stabbed Dre in the back, right? I call him. Beep, beep, beep. Beep, beep, beep. I say, yo, bro, are you going to, what's going on with that? We'll get around to it. We'll figure it out. You know, one day we'll get up there. We'll change it. I shit you not. I call one of my other friends. Okay, I'm not calling him in the same day to like test this out. This is like over like a month long period, right? I call my other friends, haven't spoken to in a while. We're having a nice conversation. Beep, beep, beep. Beep, beep, beep. Now, I didn't get to even ask him about it, because at this point I was like, I know the answer. I've heard the answer twice already. Well, we'll get around to it. You know, it's not really, I don't even notice it. I was like, huh? And then I start watching a YouTube video, like a YouTube short, right? And the guy had his smoke detector going off. And in the comments were people talking about how black people have their smoke detectors going off and don't care. It's like, I just started seeing it everywhere. I couldn't believe it. I didn't believe it when he said it. I was like, that can't be true. Like, you know, it's probably not that rampant in the black community, but I guess it is.
Oh, it's bad.
Wow.
It's really bad. Yeah. It is.
Let me ask you this.
You know what it is? For those who don't know, it's a mindset of like a lot of the times, a lot of black folk, when you grow up in poverty, and this is really a poverty thing, they grow up not a lot of things not being their own. So that's why you were like, if you ever live near a black person and just be nice to them and be like, hey, look, mow your fucking lawn, because I'm one of the black people like mow your fucking lawn. But when you grow up not owning anything, all those things like the fire, they don't bother especially a lot of people. And then it's also associated, like, I always, when I see that, I'm like, somebody, either you're depressed. Like, I start looking at your mental health. Like, when I start hearing people go, black folks in there, I walk in your house and it's like, beep, 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 beep. I'm like, uh-oh, you going through shit, bro.
This is what I think. This is just, I'm no scientist or anything, right? But I believe there is a frequency, you know, like a, you know, like this, like frequencies, different, like people can hear them or whatever. So I think there's a frequency in the smoke detector, and the more melanin you have, the more, like, the less susceptible you are to the frequency.
That's definitely not the reason.
That's got to be it.
That's definitely not the reason.
The ratio,
I don't like
of
it. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of black folk that don't like it. And the one common denominator I could tell you is how you grow up. Like, my black friends do grow up, like, in a better house. They own their house, their family. They've never experienced that. Never. It's just not happening. But a lot of people that grow up in hoods and stuff like that, for some reason, they just don't care. And I think it's partly because when you live in like projects, for example, maintenance may never come to your apartment. So you just get used to it.
You could just get batteries and change.
Yeah, I agree with you. It only costs like $3. You're right.
I have complained about his smoke detector for months and nobody did anything. I'm like, can you just go in there?
Yeah, and that's illegal though.
I'm like, can you just go in there and change it, bro? They're like, oh, do you want me to call him? I was like, yeah, I think he knows.
He knows.
I think there's a big, you know, there's something going on. He knows what's going on. Like, oh, what you think? You're going to call me? He's going to go, oh, it is? I didn't even realize. Oh yeah, I'll get to it right now. Yeah, okay. He can't hear it over the fucking music, probably. That's probably what it is. Let me tell you, though, thank God. I mean, he's totally a nightmare, but honestly, thank God I've been, like, looking up other nightmare neighbor stories, and there's, like, far worse. So thank God. There's been, like, you know, there's even worse terror stories. You know which one I haven't dealt with, thank God, is the upstairs neighbor? Thank God my upstairs neighbor's cool, because I've heard so many horror stories about upstairs neighbors being loud, and that shit sounds crazy. Because it's like that one is also like 24/7 constant. Like if you have loud neighbors upstairs, like moving things and jumping around and stuff like that, that drives
before.
People crazy. Have you?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
I hate it.
Kill them?
Nothing. Couldn't do anything. Projects. Oh my God. Like couldn't do anything.
Basically, what I'm doing right now.
I had like this old lady once that like she would like sleep through all the. Most of the day, I don't know what her problem was, but night she would just be up and you can hear her moving and cleaning. It'd be like, what the fuck? Yeah, I've also had some young people do that when they just wake up and they just clean at like 5:30 in the morning. And I live with my bro Danny, who is like that as well, but you know, different circumstance. Danny would wake up and just start cleaning the fucking house. I used to have him walk in my room and start mopping while I'm sleeping. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Cinderella over there. I mean, just cleaning the whole house.
Yeah, that's with insane. Church music just blasting.
So shout out to everybody.
And God said to save the soul. Yeah, that was hot. Yep.
6 a.m. Shout out to everybody dealing with a nightmare neighbor, because let me tell you right now, I'm with you. I'm with you right now. And obviously somebody is pissed off because they tried to burn my man's door down. Okay. Obviously, somebody else is not feeling this. Let me tell you that we got another Disney lawsuit to discuss. And the last one we discussed was pretty wild, pretty out of control. The lady died because she went to a restaurant in Disney that was supposed to be that accommodated people with food allergies, and they accidentally gave her stuff that she was allergic to, and she ended up dying. This lawsuit, on the other hand, is on the other side of the spectrum. Okay? This is a lawsuit from a woman who claims that she went to tie her daughter's shoes or something like that. She ended up bending over to help her child with something, and Goofy fell on top of her. And now she is suing Disney for a bunch of money for, like, physical pain, for emotional distress, because Goofy fell on top of her. Number one, that's what Goofy
does.
Did she
just poke her ass out and bend out? Oh, that's like what he does? He falls on you?
Well, I mean, he's Goofy. What do you expect? You know, he's a goofy guy. You know, he falls, he slips and all. You know what I mean? Like, what?
Oh.
You know, what you should expect it, no?
But
if Goofy falls, you just go, hey, it's Goofy. Not a big deal.
I mean, but is that like his part of his act? Like, he gets physically close to you?
Well, she was walking, and then I guess she was bent over, and Goofy was walking with the handler. I forgot what they call him. It's like a handler they have that, like, that talks to the guests for Goofy, and, like, you know, they get Goofy away if somebody's being creepy or whatever the hell. So I guess Goofy was walking with the handler, and the handler didn't even see the lady there. So Goofy fell on top of her with, quote, all of his body weight. Okay, this is what gets me about this article. What gets me about the lawsuit is the language they choose. Okay, like, so okay. It says, a Disney cast member dressed as Goofy walked directly into her, and she fell onto the hard concrete, as if there's any other kind. Okay, yeah, she fell on the soft the soft side of the concrete. There is.
Come on, bro. You gotta write a lawsuit. You gotta make it.
A cast member wearing the Goofy costume allegedly fell onto Griffin with all of his body weight, which resulted in severe, traumatic, debilitating, and permanent injuries that necessitated significant medical care as well as emotional pain and suffering.
Oh, wow.
Really? With all of his body weight? Have you seen a fat Goofy
so
before?
So what's the age of this lady?
I don't know. She's
She better old. Be like 60.
Does it say how old this broad is? Yeah, you're right. She better be 60.
She better be 60. Like, all the details.
Come on.
This is going to be a settlement.
Oh, they're going to settle it because it's like, yeah, you're right. Like, she shouldn't have. The handler should have been watching because, you know, they probably can't see in that costume if somebody's bent over, which is what the handler's for. So, and is she suing them personally? She might be suing them personally, too. Claims the handler failed to prevent the collision with Goofy. She's also requesting a jury trial to purpose damages related to healthcare bills and loss of earnings. Are you serious? It will result in permanent disability. What did Goofy jump from the top rope? Did Goofy fall on you from a fucking roller coaster?
Permanent disability. And what was her injuries?
It didn't say
that recognized.
Did he stomp on her neck? Like, is her spine contorted? How the hell?
Did he poke her eye out? Like, what's happening?
Come on. We all know. Listen, everybody got to get a bag, but this is a little crazy. You know what I mean? Now this guy's probably going to get fired. The handler's probably going to get fired because this bitch was poking her ass out on Main Street.
I mean, where was she? Where's the cameras at? Was she in the fucking middle of
the
street?
I want to see the footage. You're right. I want to see the footage.
I need to see the footage.
There's no way. Like, Goofy has to have, for this to be that crazy, Goofy have had to, like, wind up, get a running start, and hit her with a freaking elbow drop to the top of the head, or hit her with, like, a Booker T scissors kick for this to be this bad. Has anybody ever fell on you before?
Yeah.
Did you, like, literally fall down the steps the other day and crack your head open? Remember that?
No, I didn't fall down the stairs and crack my head open, but I did fall down the stairs.
Hey, you're all right.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I did do it outside. Yep, when it was snowing.
And you banged your head like three times on the stairs, right?
I did. I slid down that bitch.
Look at you.
Three times. I'm alive. Look at I'm you. Good.
You're fine.
I'm good.
Everything's all right.
I'm fine.
She's gonna
Coffee landed correctly next to me.
She's going to come into the court with like a wheelchair, like a neck brace. You're like, oh, Goofy.
Oh, yeah. No, she's like, getting a whole 9 yards.
It's like a 20-year-old kid. He's like,
You know what this matches? This matches 3 years of free Disney World.
Give me that. You think that's what she's going to get? We'll give you some free Disney.
I would ask for that. For a fall on Goofy, I'll get 3 years because that place is expensive as fuck.
This is what I would
do.
I go to them and say, listen, I'm in a lot of pain right now. A lot, okay? Let's just, let's call it a few churros and a Mickey Mouse shirt for the kid, Free. Let's just say I want to come to the park for the rest of the week and not pay. And all this goes away.
Anything.
For
the rest of the week. Could you extend my hotel stay?
Yeah, I might need some room service tonight. Room service, give me the Mickey.
I was supposed to be here for 3 days, but I'm thinking 5 days, free room service, some shirts, and first on the lines for everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm good. I'll go home with just that.
And you know what? We can forget all about it. There's no way she got a bruise. I want to see the footage of this fall. This better be the most insane. Like, he better have done a fucking backflip onto her neck.
Oh my god, her arm better be twisted like this. And it says nothing about the child. Do you not know?
Oh, yeah, the kid. If Goofy fell on the kid, bro, that'd have been crazy. That would have been in there. I guess the kid missed. Yeah. Goofy missed the kid somehow. I don't know, bro. But she was
tying the kid's shoe, right?
Something like that.
So she's bent down, butt poked out. So where were you poking your ass out?
Well, she might have not been. She might have not had a butt poked out. She might have done the squat on the one squat. Knee.
Oh,
she
so might have done Goofy just like fucking big boo her face in or something like what?
Kicked her in the back of the head. Come on.
I was just kidding. Not affected at all.
Come on, like.
Now you know you're retarded.
Imagine the footage comes out and it's actually crazy. It's like oh, we fucked up. That was crazy, actually. You know what? Actually, that's wild.
Busted nose.
She got like her head is cracked like open. Every.
Yeah.
No, she. I could stand corrected in the future if this footage does drop, but I highly, highly doubt this was anything serious. This is something they could have just
what
got
about
up.
All the crocodiles that ate people. Why don't we get those?
Why did they sue the crocodiles?
I mean, like, there's so many other accidents that happened, and this is the one.
Yeah, I mean, way worse has happened. Like I said, the lady just died not too long ago, like three months ago. Yeah, from whatever the fuck.
Everybody's
she
trying
ate.
To get their bag. Everybody's
but you know what? Get your bag, queen. Get your bag. Roll into the courtroom on a gurney. Milk it. You gotta milk it. I guess you know what? Disney's expensive. Her settlement might just pay for that one trip. She might get like $1 million.
I'm about to say, like, the settlement, even if they say here's 10 bands, I mean, like,
she's getting more than 10. I think she's going to get like $100,000 or something like that.
No.
I'm the legal expert, but.
No.
She's going to milk him.
No.
She's going
to
milk
him. No. She's going to try to milk him, but if depending on what evidence, don't they like known for having like a lot of cameras and all that shit
the cameras are everywhere. That footage is there.
So, I mean, like, that's the real thing because it's like, did he see you? Is the vision between, because then when you, as a lawyer,
I think it's
you're
really
going to have to
handler's
say, look,
fault.
Foot, yeah, exactly. Like, what's the sight of range for vision when you're in these costumes, right? Was it like he saw it? Like,
no, he definitely didn't
those
see
are
her.
The, like,
he definitely did not see her in that
these
costume.
Are the angles that you have to ask the questions of, like, right. Was it the handler? Were there
it
another
was definitely
client,
the handler's
a,
fault.
A person?
It was definitely the handler. That's why they're there. They're there for moments like that. So I don't blame the guy in the Goofy costume at all. The handler was probably texting or something, and he was like, uh-oh, I'm in trouble now.
Big what trouble. If the handler, what was the handler talking to another person and they thinking, Goofy is following and then they turned their body. We
imagine
don't know if the camera's there.
Imagine it was like a diversity hire and the guy was blind. The handler was blind. That'd be crazy.
Oh my God.
The handler was visually impaired one time.
Maybe there was a deaf handler using sign language with Goofy.
Listen, Goofy falls on you just
D eyes, guys.
Goofy falls on you. Gotta just laugh and brush off. He's Goofy.
I would laugh.
Oh, my bad.
Like, oh, shit. Goofy that's fell it. On me. Ha, ha, ha. Take a picture with him. If I felt really that injured, I would just go and be like, hey, this happened to me. And hopefully Disney be like, hey, no loss.
Well, I mean, if you're really injured, then that's true. But I doubt it. So speaking of footage, though, and people getting hurt, there's a lot of controversy going on in the professional wrestling community right now. WrestleMania 40 just happened, massive success. You're going to like this, though. WrestleMania 40 was a massive success. Everybody loved it. But pretty soon after that, we got another big story in the wrestling world. Now, to see if I can catch everybody up to speed, you're probably going to be into this if you're not a wrestling fan anyway, because I don't really bring wrestling stuff to the show unless it's something everybody could probably get into. But so you got a very famous wrestler named CM Punk. A lot of people may know him. He was in the UFC. He did two fights in the UFC. Yep. I think he had like his own comic book. Oh, cause he's a very famous guy.
Yep, CM Punk.
He was in a little company called AEW not too long ago. He had left WWE on some bad circumstances a couple years ago, and he ended up turning up in AEW for, like, I don't know, 3 years, right? So, like, six months ago, CM Punk got into a brawl with a few guys back, like, I don't know, maybe like a year or 2 years ago, and then all of a sudden he gets into another scuffle with this other dude backstage named Jack Perry like 6 months ago in London, okay? So you hear about this scuffle. The wrestling world is going crazy. All of a sudden, the word is CM Punk is fired, okay? Next thing you know, he turns up in WWE after like, I don't even know, like 10 years or something like that. It was a huge story because he left on very bad terms and there was a lot of bad mouthing and a lot of it was actually an incredible interview he gave about WWE that a lot of stuff was very true and we could believe it. And I wouldn't even call it bad mouthing. I would call it telling the truth for the most part, it sounds like. So. Anyway, the wrestling world goes insane because he's back in WWE. Nobody would ever thought it would happen, but only because he, quote-unquote, got fired from AEW, right? So the whole story starts trickling out as time goes on, and they say that what happened was this dude, Jack Perry, was running his mouth, and we saw it on the pay-per-view. He had said he was referring to Glass. He said, this is real Glass, cry me a river about it, right? Next thing you know, you hear him and CM Punk into a scuffle backstage because he got into CM Punk's face or CM Punk got into his face, whatever. But all this is hearsay at this point, right? So at WrestleMania weekend, CM Punk does an interview with Ariel Helwani and discusses the fight. He says, I went up to talk to him because he started throwing subs on the air and I was asking him why he said that. He said the kid got disrespectful with him, so he pushed him and put him in like a front face hold, like choke. And he said, I just choked him a little bit and they broke it up, right? So now it could have ended there. Maybe the other guy, Jack, could have came out and told his side of the story. We could have ended it, right? But we all know that the footage is out. So what does the head of AEW decide to do? They decide to finally, 6 months later, show the actual backstage footage of this scuffle on their show. And everybody's very surprised because, like, oh, wow, we're actually going to see this. Like, this is pretty awesome. But it's also like, why are you doing this? You know what I mean? Like, this is obviously just to get ratings at this point. This is just to get ratings.
Of course.
So the footage comes out. You could look it up. CM Punk fight, AEW backstage, Jack Perry, whatever.
This Jack dude, was he actually a wrestler himself?
He's a wrestler.
I know about CM Punk. I don't know about Jack.
He's a wrestler. So, they had some big controversy. So good.
I'll say, so I'm going to ask this question as an outsider. So, because usually in WWE, when there's a back role, like they make that a part of the show somehow. AEW doesn't typically do this with their shows. Like, they don't, like, take controversies outside of the ring and like hype them up for ratings, because I know WWE always been doing that.
Not always. There's been a lot of fights backstage that nothing has ever materialized onto screen. Like,
yeah,
Chris Jericho got into a fight with Goldberg. He also got into a fight with Brock Lesnar. Those have never really materialized on the screen, but some do. Like when there was a big cheating scandal with Edge, Lita, and Matt Hardy. Months later, maybe even a year later or so, it eventually got onto air. So sometimes it happens, right? And that's what everybody thought.
It, right?
That's what everybody thought was going to happen with the first fight CM Punk got into. Yeah, it was more of a big brawl with a bunch of guys, and they were like, okay, everybody should kind of make peace and work together. You know, make amends, work together, because it would make the company more money. But they didn't do that. And they obviously didn't do it with this one, because CM Punk says that he wasn't fired, he walked out. That's what he says. So there's a discrepancy there, because you can't really, you don't know who's telling the truth on that one. Both might be true. He might have walked out and quit, and they said, well, you're fired, so who cares? I don't know. So the footage drops, and it's exactly what CM Punk said happened. You see CM Punk walk up to the kid. You don't hear anything because the sound is off for some reason. Maybe because it's just like some security cameras don't have sound, I guess. And
weird.
You see them talking. You see CM Punk push the kid back, grab him in a headlock, and then people come and pull him apart, right? So that's it. I mean, so people are questioning, why would you show this 6 months later? And especially... Yeah. That CM Punk is no longer on your own roster and does not work for your company. Because now what happens is, it's either you're trying to make CM Punk look bad, right? Which
I don't think that's the reason.
Which would not make him look bad. This only makes him look cool, okay? Like, I don't care what you say. A lot of people say, oh, it's horrible. You can't really attack people. But you're showing this on a wrestling show. And no matter what, if you're a fan of this guy, you're going to think, that's cool. Like, this happens on wrestling shows all the time. People get hit in the head. I mean, granted, it's fake. But to show something real like that, you're only making CM Punk, like, look good to all of his fans. You know what I mean? So whether it was to make him look bad, I don't know. But it's only going to backfire, because when the guys came out that were also kind of involved in this behind the scenes, everybody was chanting for CM Punk. So now you're drawing attention and making a man look good who doesn't even work for you anymore.
So you're just bringing your fans, taking your fans and telling them to go to the other spot like, where you can see this awesome dude.
You're making this guy look cooler, and you're doing it for like a little bit of a ratings bump, I would assume. You're just doing it for 1 week of ratings. That's it. Because let me tell you, I don't watch AEW almost at all. I watch like their pay-per-views. Pretty much, because I like one or two guys on the roster, but no controversial video is gonna make somebody want to watch the show over and over again. Like, come back next week. So I'm a little kind of perplexed as to why they would do it. I think it's cool because we got to see it, like the fans got to see it, but it was almost like, listen, it's 6 months later. Why even do that?
You're not making a script out of it. There's no storyline. Jack is not.
This is the dumb thing. Is they are, but nobody from the actual event is involved. Make that make sense.
I don't get it now. Now I'm confused. Because initially my thought process, I was like, okay, are they trying to do like a crossover thing where they're like,
no
Jack
way.
Comes to the WWE and he's like,
no way. No way.
Like, what are we doing?
So then, now on to give, like, you know, I'm not saying anything against Jack, right? He's using this to his advantage. He's trying. He's making him, like, he's making himself the bag. Like, oh, I got CM Punk fired. I got CM Punk fired, or whatever he's trying to do, right? And they kind of exile. The other thing is they exile this guy to, like, a whole nother, like, smaller company. Now, you only have one guy involved in that fight, right? Use one of them. As bad as it was, you only have one of them from the fight. You need to get your ratings up. You need to get, you know, to get your publicity out. Use one of the guys involved in the fight. Yeah, he shouldn't have started the fight, but bro, if you're a wrestling fan, you already know that shit happens like this all the time. People get into brawls. The amount of fights, backstage fights that happened in WWE that literally nobody got fired from. I don't think I've ever heard of a fight. I don't think I've ever heard of somebody getting fired from a fight in WWE. So this is like honestly kind of crazy that it actually happened and that anybody got fired over and it wasn't even a bad fight. Watch the video. It's like
I mean, like, this is like for compared to what you normally see on TV in real life, like this is the most easiest high school thing we've probably seen in real life. Like I grabbed you in the head and then I let go, and it's like, all right, okay. Yeah. So detention, maybe.
The thing I thought was hilarious, though, is, and I got nothing against the kid that CM Punk choked out. I got nothing against him, whatever. I seen a few of his matches. They were pretty good. The one thing I thought was hilarious, though, is so he makes an entrance now as a bad guy, right? And he has a SWAT team around him with riot shields, right? Like trying to, I guess, trying to look like a villain, like a tough.
I mean,
like,
that's kind of cool, though. But yeah, okay, continue.
It's cool until you think about, oh, wait. You're the one that got choked out. So are they, so like, I know that you, it's supposed to be like, okay, like I'm cool. Like these guys are here to protect you from me. But if you think about it for like an extra second, really the SWAT team is there to protect you. It looks like that does not seem right. I was like, yo, you should drop that right now. Like if you're the one that got attacked, and you have a SWAT team walking with you, it's almost like, okay, so those are your new bodyguards. You know what I mean? It's like, why would anybody be afraid of the guy who got choked?
Yeah, you didn't even get a swing off of him.
That didn't make any sense,
It makes no sense. You're right. But the concept is dope as hell. Like, you know, I would love to see CM Punk with that concept. That would be dope.
Yeah, CM Punk should have came out like in a straight jacket. Should have came out in a straight jacket
with the doctor next to him with a needle just in case he gets crazy.
Yeah. The guy that got attacked. Then you just look like you have protection.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I thought it is what it is. I just thought it was kind of odd that it's just like you're just trying to get a rating pop, but for a fan's perspective, we enjoyed the video coming out. You know, we enjoyed watching it.
I'm going to watch this. Send this to me later.
I will.
Interesting. I never knew about this.
It just didn't seem like it made sense 6 months later to do this. I think it could have been handled a lot differently than this. You know what I mean? But everything worked out for us because we wanted CM Punk back in WWE anyway. So, boom.
Which is crazy because he is somebody that I actually really enjoyed as a child. So like to know he's back now, that's for somebody like myself. I'm like, oh, I like this guy. Oh, I get to watch it. That's somebody I'm familiar with.
Versus and everything worked new out guys. Because
this
he
Jack
came back.
Dude, I don't care.
Oh yeah. And everything worked out because he came back in Chicago, his hometown. They did it so great where like they had this big pay-per-view and they waited till the end of the pay-per-view to bring him out. Like nobody knew. They waited till like basically what it would be equivalent to the credits of the pay-per-view. Where they're like wrapping up, you're like, okay, like I'm about to turn the TV off, and then boom, he came out. It was awesome. Not to get too into the weeds about wrestling, but that's what happened. And it was, you know, it's pretty much the biggest drama in the wrestling world right now. The video's been circulating everywhere. And now the crazy thing is they put the video out, but now they're doing copyright strikes on everybody posting the video and commenting about it.
Wait.
So make that make sense at all. Like you put it out. But then you copyright everybody that's talking about it and using the video. Like, which one is it? Do you want your name out there or not? It's like...
This is how you get fans to just go back to WWE, AEW.
I don't know, bro.
Whatever drama, learn to use your drama. Don't shut people out for their drama.
If you're going to use it. If you're not, don't. You can't, like, this kind of middle ground that they're doing is kind of crazy.
Let me ask you this question. I don't watch wrestling that much, but how are they, like, with the WWE and other companies when people, like, post stuff, repost stuff? Because I always thought, I've never heard of, like, WWE really having a problem with reposting. Like, they kind of use that as their motivation to keep bringing people in.
I've honestly never seen it. I'm not saying it's never happened. I see a lot of reaction channels and creators on TikTok, on Instagram, and they react into WWE Live right there. They'll post it up. They'll have their square on the bottom and WWE's on top, and they'll be reacting to whatever's happening. I've never heard of them taking stuff down. I'm sure they have, but I've never heard of it. I've seen a lot of people posting CM Punk's return, like, you know, that big return. That's something you would think, oh, they would take that down because they want people to go to their video. But I've never seen WWE take somebody's stuff down for that.
So. Yeah, because it makes – so the reason why I asked that, because in my head I was like, well, it doesn't make sense because of the media and what the WWE is like you it really relies on the fans' reaction. It's a fan – it truly is, like, cannot survive without the fans.
It's promotion.
So allowing fans to really interact with every content as much as they love to only works for their benefit. So a company like AEW, I would hope that you learn something from a company that big.
Right. And then it's like also – so – you're going to post, you're going to show this, right? And now the guy, you're going to show, so the only guy that still works for you out of that conflict, you're going to show him in a weak position? That doesn't make sense to me either.
No.
Like, so you're going to show the guy losing an exchange to a man that doesn't work at your company, that works for the rival company. That doesn't, if he beat the shit out of CM Punk, post a video, awesome. But don't discredit your guy by, like, especially if you're not going to use it in the long run, showing him in a position of that nature. And that didn't make sense.
Unpromoted him. You degrade.
You put him in another company. You kind of shelved the kid. Like, now you're just totally stifling him. But from what I understand,
the right way to do that.
Go ahead.
The right way to have done it, the proper storyline would have been if Jack came out and talked to Shim and said, "I'm gonna CM Punk quit AEW because he couldn't handle it." Like, you gotta make it hyper for him. Like, he doesn't want to give me a fair match. Like, why not that route?
I'm confused. Completely agree with you. Now, listen, I don't know for a fact. I think that the problem is that it sounded like this kid was starting a lot of shit, which AEW never denied. I mean, they didn't talk about that. So it's like, all right, I can kind of see if I was running the show, I'm like, listen, you literally chased out our biggest paycheck. Like, CM Punk was their biggest moneymaker. So I'd be pissed too. Because I'm like, all right, and would I want to promote that guy? I think I would have to do it in Only for Business, probably. Because I'd still be pissed. Yes. Anybody would be pissed. Like, okay, you got into a beef with our biggest guy and caused him to walk out of the company. You fucked this up for us, basically. Because from what every account, it doesn't sound like CM Punk necessarily started it. It sounded like he maybe he went up to him and kind of threw a little more on the fire, threw a little gas on it, but he didn't start it. So
I mean, it was a respect thing. It was an older man who's been in the game longer, dealing with a young up-and-coming star or whatever. And the up-and-coming star thought it was, fair enough to, show his, bump his chest to an older dude, the older generation, a legend. But I'm just still stuck on, the missed opportunity for, hey, yo, CM Punk, don't leave. We're going to pay you this.
Well, I think CM Punk wanted to go because this was the second fight. And he was, and the other guy started the first fight, I think, from what it sounds like. So he was ready to go at that point. He told his boss, you're a clown and I'm leaving. Which is crazy.
Wow.
There's a lot of controversies going on AEW about the way they do things, about the way they operate. But, I mean, if you only got one guy in the scrap, you got to use the guy that's from – you got to use that guy, in my opinion. It's like, okay, you don't want to give him – but then it's like if you don't want to give the guy an opportunity, then fire him. You know what I mean? You can't do it halfway. If you're not going to fire the guy, then you got to make your money off the guy. You got to use him to make that money. It only makes sense, right? I mean, only the spoon knows what's going on.
If he's willing to be the villain, make him the villain.
You have to at that point.
I mean, you have this whole SWAT thing. Why can't the SWAT thing be like he comes in with the SWAT jumping people? He comes in jumping and then the SWAT comes in. They have to pull him off. Like, use it correctly. I don't. Okay.
It's a little confusing.
Maybe we need to get hired from AEW.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Like I said, only the spoon knows, as my mom would say, what's going on in there. I can see both sides, but I think the side you'd want to be on is what side makes you the most money. And congratulations to the kid, because I heard that he's selling T-shirts now, kind of playing off of it on his own, and he is sold out. So congratulations to him for that, you know?
So he actually...
On his own.
So he actually understands his position and is willing to make... He's smart. See, now we got to give him more credit.
I'm not taking any credit away from him. I'm taking credit away from people not using him correctly.
Exactly.
He has no choice.
He's smart enough. He knows where he wants to be, and he's using it right. He's Okay,
you
Jack.
Got to.
I'm gonna give you more respect, Jack.
You got to. Is the same way that when these are, you know, old, not old, but these are older wrestlers now. When there was a big controversy between Lita cheated on Matt Hardy with Edge in real life, and that went down behind the scenes. And when they brought it to TV, Edge was like, "Yeah, I did it. I'm a bad guy. I fucked your girl. Like, fuck you. Like, you." And WWE put that on air. They made him squash it beforehand. And as the story goes, when they were out there wrestling, they were really throwing their shots at each other,
taking anger out.
Yeah, but that's how you do it. Edge was like,
but they walked away looking solid with that check.
Exactly. He played it up, said, "Listen, I'm a piece of shit."
That check looked probably their shirts were all probably sold out that same day.
It only helped Edge's career that he took Lita from Matt Hardy at the time, or that Lita went to Matt Hardy. Lita went to him. So,
but Matt also became a hero at the same time, because then the people that's like, "Yo, fuck that. That's not cool. It worked out
for everybody. In this case, it didn't seem like it. So
no, they're not prepared for those situations, and they don't know how to negotiate those situations properly.
WWE, I mean, you're dealing with people who've been in wrestling the business day, like the 60s, the 70s, longer.
You probably have a bunch of those old heads being like, "Yo, I understand you're upset. I get how you feel. But right now, bro, if you think about it the right way in a business sense, you can make so much fucking money right now."
It's happened before. Like I said, fights happen in WWE a lot. They used to happen a lot. I don't know about now, but they've happened before. I remember when this is another wild story. Back in maybe 06, there was an event called ECW One Night Stand, and they did this brawl in the ring, right? And this guy JBL was hearing that this dude Blue Meanie was talking shit about him online, but Blue Meanie says he was doing it in character. So anyway, they get into this big brawl in the ring in character, and they're just, you know, they're throwing like, you know, work punches. They're not really trying to hurt each other. But JBL sees this guy and lights him up with rings on his fingers for real. Like bing, bing, bang, boom, boom. Wow. Fucks him up. Okay, like he had to go to the hospital and everything. It was bad. You can see the footage of him. If you look up JBL attacks Blue Meanie, you see his face is cut. I remember seeing it when I was a kid. And I was like, holy shit, I thought it was fake, but it was real. Okay, so now, right?
Oh, wow.
This is how WWE handled it. Blue Meanie comes in. First of all, he wasn't even working for WWE full time at that point, but they just gave him a job pretty much.
Yeah, because I don't know who this guy is, by the way.
They basically gave him a job. They're like, okay, he doesn't sue us. Let's like have him work for SmackDown, I think. And they, JBL and Blue Meanie got into a room and they were like, "Listen, either we're going to fight about this or we're going to make some money." They worked their differences out, right? Then they start a program where they're wrestling each other. And a funny aspect of this was Blue Meanie's best friend had to work a match with JBL, and he gave him a receipt with a chair. He basically just blasted JBL's brains in with a fucking chair. And in wrestling business, it's just a receipt. He knew what was coming, and JBL wasn't going to do anything about it, basically, because he knew he deserved it. You know, like he knew it was coming. So that's how they work things out in WWE.
That's nice.
Shit like that happens.
That's nice.
That's genius.
That's cool. That's genius right there.
They try to make the best
of
the situation.
Like that.
Okay. Now, if that would happen in AEW, I mean, it was a brutal beating that this guy got. That was nothing compared to what happened. You know, the CM Punk thing was nothing compared to that. I mean, he could have killed Blue Meanie with hitting him with rings like that. He was blasting him, dude. So just imagine the thought process.
Could
like
have lost
WWE,
his vision, and it could have been so bad.
Oh, he could have lost vision for sure. But WWE decided to take that, and they ran with it. They made a little program, and at the end of the day, what happened? Everybody made some money. This is not...
Where's this Blue Meanie guy now? Because I've never heard of him. I'm sure
he's
walked away
He might still be wrestling. I think he's doing like more like podcast appearances and stuff. He might still be wrestling a little bit. He's from ECW, and he was in WWE for a little while. He's pretty famous. He's pretty popular if you know about wrestling. And it was just a wild story. But at the end of the day, they do things where everybody can make money at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
I like moves like that.
So that's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. Your anniversary was like last weekend. How was that? What did you got, three years
this
now?
This weekend, our last past week. It was great. We just went out. We celebrated our anniversary, went out, ate some Japanese food, hibachi.
Did you eat hibachi? Because she told me sushi. You ate hibachi or sushi?
Oh, no, I just went to a Japanese restaurant. I wanted sushi, but I just went with hibachi. I was supposed to get my sushi after we were done, but I forgot.
Oh, okay, okay. Because when I asked Jake, she said sushi. She said you guys had sushi? Yeah, she said you guys had sushi. She didn't tell me hibachi.
We didn't have sushi. I didn't ever got sushi. Made,
you're like, where the fuck is my sushi?
Oh, yeah, where did she get, like, where did the sushi come from? Because I didn't have it that day. I wanted to leave with sushi. But, you know, it was great. It was on Friday. We did that. And then we hung out Saturday. So, you know, we hung out Saturday, just watched some TV. We went outside, chilled, enjoyed the weather. But it was also, like, really fucking windy. So that was a thing. But yeah, everything else, it was good. I mean, a lot of relaxing.
A lot of relaxing sex, sound like you're about to say? It relaxing.
Oh
sex?
Yeah, that too. A lot of that too.
A lot of relaxing sex.
You know,
beautiful.
A lot of relaxing sex. Yep.
3 years now, huh? How does it feel?
3 years.
This is not your longest relationship, but to me, this is your best one.
It's not the longest, but it's definitely the it went so fucking fast, bro.
Yep.
You have to tell me it's 3 years. So me to be like, yes, it's 3 years. But like when I hear, I think back, yeah, it's 3 years. But it just doesn't feel like that. It's still both shorter and longer all at the same time. I don't know if that makes sense.
Right.
Like the way we communicate, the way we talk. Yeah, it's like we've been together for a long time because our communication, our actual connection towards each other, a lot of people really don't get into this to this level until like 6-7 years. I've seen that. But at the same time, we connect really well. We, you know, fun thing out to for us, we're thinking about like couples therapy, but for fun. So that's the type of people we are, and I'm happy about that.
What do you think is going to be fun about that? I've never heard of that.
What do you mean? You don't think? Well, typically, you know, people go to couples therapy because something is wrong. I like to go to the therapy just even for myself, just to like rebalance, right? Just to rebalance and get another opinion. So in a relationship, I'm going to be real with you. I didn't grow up with a mother and a dad that was happily married. You know, my parents cheated on each other all the fucking time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've seen different partners for my parents all the fucking time. And then being part of this community from the streets is like, I don't typically know how to be a husband in a lot of ways, right? So for me, I pay attention to a lot of the men and women who are in committed relationships doing it the right way. I take a lot of advice from those people. And then I also understand that like there's a lot of shit I gotta work on, like as a man, like things like if I become a father, like how do I you know, how I communicate certain aspects with my partner, like, hey, you know, or just subjects within our relationships we have right now where I disagree with her or she disagree with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, I'm a very emotional person, but I'm not an expressive person. Like, I don't care to express all my feelings. That's not my focus. So what do I need to be able to give her that without going codependent, because I've been codependent and I don't want to be codependent. So part of being codependent to me was always like putting my whole body and my heart on my sleeves. So now I've been mostly focused on like focusing on myself mainly, and just like, until I'm done with what I got to do, there is no like going to my partner and just like being lazy around her until I'm finished with what I'm doing. Cause to me, I have it as a reward system. But that may not be fully conducive to some of her needs. Maybe I'm like forgetting certain aspects about what she needs. So having those conversations, having her be able to say what she needs to say, what I need to say, it's great. And then we can have fun with that and build from there.
Wow.
And we can actually sit down and say, how do you want to raise your kids? How do we, because we talk about the difference between daughters and sons. And I tell her, like, listen, you as a woman want a man to be very emotional and da da da. Let me be real with you. And we had this conversation earlier. I was like, you know, as a woman, you would, there's a lot of things you're asking for. If you had a son, you'd be like, I'm not telling him to do that. You wouldn't.
Really?
So like, where's the balance come from in certain aspects?
So
because
you want
one day you're going to be a mother and I'm going to be a father.
Right. So you want a therapist in the middle of this though? You want somebody to interject and give their critiques?
Yeah, that's what they're there for, you know, to really say, hey, Maurice, you know, your communication style. You have great communication. Because I know I have great communication style, but I'm not perfect. And everybody's love language is different. So taking the time and being like, you know what? What am I failing in what aspects? What do I have to, like, you know, do? Like, what am I thinking in the beginning relationship? I don't give hugs a lot. I'm not a hugger, right? But, like, if you notice, my close friends, like Gritty would know, I will try to hug people more. That was something that was told to me early on. Like, hey, I like hugs. And, like, sometimes hugs is good and it's healthy to get for yourself and others and stuff like that. So I try to hug people more.
Everybody needs a hug.
Everybody needs a hug. I did the research. I actually took the time and did the research. I was like, oh.
Some people are hug deprived. There's a chemical
reaction when people get hugs. Huh?
Yeah, some people are hug deprived.
That's a fact. And there's like hormones that get released when you hug people. So I do the work. I'm willing to do the work to be a better person. But like for me to like not repeat some of the stuff my parents did, I actually have to understand the source behind those things, right?
Deep down.
To saying it like, oh, I would never be like them is not the same as not being like them.
Right. You want to understand.
Everybody
yourself.
Goes through that.
You want to understand.
I think any son and daughter doesn't. Yeah.
Your inner workings, mm-hmm. your gears.
Exactly.
You want to change things exactly. if need be. You want to be a exactly. better man. Well, wow. That's actually incredibly fascinating. I don't think I've ever heard of anybody say they want to go to relationship therapy for fun. I can hear Roddy right now laughing about that because I know he would never think like that. Like every guy is thinking you're totally insane. They'd probably rather dip their balls in a vat of acid than do that. So you gotta like let us know down the line how that works.
Imagine, right?
Imagine everything was totally fine, and then you go to therapy, and y'all just start bringing shit up that is like you would have never done it otherwise, and that just like fuck shit up for months. Like, oh really? You feel that way? I never knew that.
So we actually
you're just so getting into subconscious. The funny
thing is we actually sat down and talked about things that we may want to talk about now. So I gave like maybe two so far, and then I think she's gave her like one or two so far. So we brought up some things that we were like, I said, yeah, let's bring up stuff before we get there. Okay. But we had our own personal great conversation over the weekend where I shared my notes about things that happened in the beginning with family and how I approached the relationship.
Oh, we remember that. We remember that.
So exactly. Mm-hmm. Between family and stuff like that, I told her the effect it had on me versus how like she, cause she, her perspective was like, you're not giving ABC anymore. And why is that? And my thing was like, you know what? I wasn't going to bring that up because I thought I was just going to move on about it from it because we're going good. But I understand because I never openly explained to you why my certain behaviors change. So I did that. And I was like, hey, I never wanted to sound like an asshole when I just didn't know how to bring this up, but I brought it up. She took it very fucking well. And she's like, that makes sense. I'm sorry for that. That was on me. And this is what I thought. And I was like, yeah, like for me as a man, I'm not going to like cry. And we're not going to do all that. I told you what I wanted and what I expected, the thing I didn't get. So therefore I'm not going to bitch. I'm not going to complain. I'm going to take the positives, do the pros over the cons. Luckily, you have way more pros than cons. And I'm going to focus on the good and not the bad. That's not how men give it up. Real men don't give it up like that. We're just not going to focus on our feelings so much. Well, she didn't give me this and that. It was like, nah, but she cooks for me. She does my laundry. She, when I need to really talk about something, we sit down, have a great conversation. There's a lot of good. So I don't need to sit there going crazy over the bad. So by the time we had this conversation in my head, I'm thinking, you know what? I'm ready to say it. She understood it. She heard it and she apologized. And I said, no, you do a lot of great. And I cleared it all. I said, hey, I don't want you to feel like I don't appreciate, because there's all the things I appreciate. It's just, this is why I didn't feel like moving like this anymore. I wasn't going to put my heart in my sleeves like when that. I wasn't in this predicament. That didn't make sense to me.
Right.
Common sense didn't dictate that. So plus because of those behaviors, I didn't know if we were going to be here where we're at right now, you know, but at the same time, I'm just not going to end the fun. I mean, I'm fucking, we having fun. We enjoying it. I mean, if you made that decision, I would have moved on. Like, you know what? Great time. Grown man shit. Like great time. It was a pleasure being around with you. Thank you for your experience and how you treated me. It doesn't have to end off like we're crying and tears. I don't do all of that. That's for little pussies. But yo, end it off like a man.
Wow.
Thank you for your time.
It's not ending anytime soon, I can imagine.
Nah, it's not.
Three years strong.
It is what it is.
It's going to be the mother of your children, you're saying?
She's going to be. No, she has to be.
This is incredible.
That's and if she doesn't want to, she can leave the relationship now because there's no turning
back.
All right.
Okay. All right. Wow. Well, you can bring that up in therapy. Do you have a date plan for this?
Now we're looking for somebody.
You're going to look for a therapist. Okay. Wow.
Because we don't know if we have to pay for it. So we have to pay for it.
I think you definitely got to pay for it. I don't think it's like mental health therapy.
Yeah. I don't know if any insurance can cover it.
Yeah, I don't think your insurance covers that. It's not like you're not in a mental crisis. I think that's like...
I mean, we can go and pretend it like one.
I think they would just give it to you by yourself, though. I don't think they give it for marriages.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And you're not even married either. So like, even if that was like a perk, you can't even have it. You're not married.
That's true. Unless you go to a church. If you go to a church, you can get it.
Yeah,
like
you can.
That.
Yeah, you could probably go to a church and do that, and get like a.
Yeah, maybe I'll look for a church.
Very
then.
Religious, though. You know, so you have to make sure.
Yeah, they are. That's true. That's true.
May not be able to discuss certain things.
They might be able to like, do you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and all that?
Yeah. You say yes. I do. Love him. The best.
Say yes, I do.
The best.
I accept the bunny and the rabbit.
That's right. Listen, there we go again. Sorry the show was late, but shit happens. You know, we're here.
Shit happens, guys.
We're queer. Get used to it. All right? You already know that if you're listening
queer?
To this, yeah, why not? Queer means you're, you know, you're just a little odd. That's what it means, right?
Is that what it means?
Yeah, you're odd. Isn't that what it means?
I feel like people in the comments are going to put something different for queer. But
listen,
okay.
They can put whatever they fucking want. It's a free country, okay? Well, who am I?
All
right. What is this? It's not a communist country. You could think whatever you want. I said what I said.
All right. We're here. Okay.
All right. If you already know, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can listen to us on Spotify and Apple and all those to put us in your pocket and vice versa. If you're listening to us on Spotify and Apple and all that other bullshit, you can watch us on YouTube and see our beautiful faces. Peace and love. See you next time.